An unlikely advocate is helping lead the charge to save Anglican churches in Tasmania from being sold to help fund the Child Sex Abuse Redress Scheme. John Temple is one of the many survivors of child sex abuse, but he's determined that his local church, St Mary's, won't be sold to foot the bill. He's part of a small community that's raising money to save its churches, and he's also offering support to survivors with a specially written apology song. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hagley in northern Tasmania.
Harpist Joanne Mitchelson has written this hymn to acknowledge the pain and suffering of the children who are abused by clergy.
After the concert, I found that a really important line in my song is apparently that I pointed out that a lot of little children sought for help and tried to tell people that something bad was happening to them, but they were told to basically shut up and not to tell a lie.
Listening in is John Temple, a man who was abused at church schools in Victoria.
I had one bad experience at age about 8. From then on, I was aware and I was in hiding at school.
The redress payments will help him afford retirement, but he doesn't want that to come at the cost of selling off the local church here at Hagley.
I believe if asked, people could come up with the money. And there's, you know, I'm thrilled at the support the notion of redress has in the community, and I'm sure lots of people would support that and the churches wouldn't have to be sold.
The Anglican Church in Tasmania needs $8 million to pay redress to survivors of child sex abuse. But it will raise far more money than that by selling off up to 76 churches. The rest of the millions will be spent on what the Bishop Richard Conde calls new ministries, but he didn't want to be interviewed by AM.
The concern is that the Bishop has a new form of ministry that he is advocating, and that doesn't require this sort of church.
About half of the churches that are slated for sale, including this one at Hagley, are trying to raise the money needed by the Anglican Church to pay its child sex abuse debts and fund new ministry. But it will be December before the locals find out if their local fundraising will save their churches. It's a stressful wait for the church warden at St Mary's, Rosemary Stobart.
I got married here, my children were baptised here, confirmed here, one of my children were married here. So it does have a very big feeling for me. It's a lovely church, yes.
The state government is busy writing new laws to protect the graves that surround most of the Anglican churches that could soon be sold. But here at Hagley, the remains of a former Premier of Tasmania, Sir Richard Dry, are more closely tied up with the church. And the thought of this place being sold horrifies John Temple.
Sir Richard is buried in the church. It was part of the graveyard, but then the church was extended, so he's actually now in the church underneath the altar.
And how will that work if this church is sold under the redress scheme in terms of rights for relatives visiting a grave when it's inside the church?
Very interesting. Is someone going to put their kitchen sink over the top of it?
That's abuse survivor John Temple ending Felicity Ogilvie's report.